Bezos Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Kuf Lamid Vav in Maseches Shabbos, the 198th daf in Shas, the daf for Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Truma Tavshinayin Gimel. We pick up on Kuf Lamid Hey on the base, three lines from the bottom of the Gemara we had left off on Friday's daf were the halachos in regards to Nefel, God forbid a fetus that is not likely to survive, and the Gemara is going to point out that the same applies sometimes, Lahavdil, to animals that are not likely to survive. Our Gemara then will discuss some of the statuses of an animal that's a nefel, what shechita would do to it, and that will preoccupy the Gemara in most of our daf. Kuf Lamed Vav Lamed Beis, as you turn over, you might see, is a short daf. The Gemara begins, three lines from the bottom. Shmonas yomim behema eina nefel. We had learned yesterday that 30 days for a child, two lines above, the child is not considered a nefel, that's going that there is a significant possibility that it would die. When it comes to an animal, it's 8 days. Shenemar, how do we know this? An animal that is a trefa, that is not going to live, is not acceptable for a carbon. Only after 8 days. Chazal understand that the reason why we have to wait 8 days is because to assure that it is a definitively living animal. Holosha sveka havik. But if it's less than that, then one cannot do shechita on the animal. Now the Gemara takes that back to the subject of our perek. We just learned that for a human, it's 30 days. For an animal, it's 8 days. And for that reason, less than 8 days by an animal, we don't do shechita. Wait a second. Mimal heichi malinale. So how could we do Mila on a child on the 8th day when it falls out on Shabbos? At the end of the day, just like an animal is a suffix for the first 8 days, a human is a suffix for the first 30 days. If that's so, day number 8 for Mila, the human is still a suffix. And we learned in yesterday's daf that it's Chilul Shabbos to do Mila on a child that is going to die. Rav Adi Bar Abba answered, Molino Samimanashach. The Mila is done with the logic called Memanimshach. It's become a Yiddishism, Memanimshach, and it goes as follows. Im chayhu shapir kamal. If the child is going to live, no problem. Then you could do the Mila. Vim lav mechatech bebasarhu. And if not, all you're doing is you're cutting flesh. Rashi explains that if, God forbid, the child is going to die, so then he's just cutting basar meis. And basar meis is not subject to the iser chabura. Only live flesh is subject to the iser of chabura. However, the Gemara asks that this logic seems faulty. There was a brisa we learned yesterday in Kuflam and Heim and Aleph that seems to contradict it. Safik ben zayin, safik ben ches. If you had a safik, whether the fetus was 7 months old or 8 months old. And we mentioned yesterday that in the science of the times of Chazal, they thought that a child that was born after 7 months of conception would live. For some reason, after 8 months would not. If it's a suffix, therefore, it's a suffix whether the child will live or not. And for that reason, a meal is not done on Shabbos. Asks the Gemara, Amai, Nimale, Memanavshach. Why don't you do the Mila with the argument of a Manashach? Im chayhu shapir kamol. If the child is alive, no problem. Then the Mila, in other words, if it's a 7-month-old, then the Mila is fine. Vim lav, and if not, even if God forbid the child's going to die, mechatech bebasaru, he's not doing chabura because the child is halachically dead. Amar mar brei d'Ravina, anav Rav Nachman bar Zechayah targimu, bimimili hachinami, because of the above argument, actually the halacha is not as we seem to have learned it yesterday. Rather, it is that the mila is done because of the brilliant argument of the Mamanushach. Lo nitzracha, then why did we learn Ein Mechal Navas HaShabbos? It wasn't talking about the mila itself. El Machshirei Li Mila Va'aliba de Rebbe Eliezer. Of course, in the beginning of our parak, we learned the machlokas between Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim, whether machshile mila, for example, carrying the mila knife, is doche Shabbos. Rebbe Eliezer says It is, and the Chachamim say it's not. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, one for a normal Mila is allowed to carry the knife and be Doche Shabbos and do a Malacha on Shabbos for the Mila. Chacham hold only Mila itself is Doche Shabbos, Mashire Mila is not. The Chiddush over here is that if you have a child that's a Safek, so then even though you have the Maman of Shech argument, the Safek of whether it's going to live, and therefore you would be allowed to do the Mila, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds Mashire Mila is also Mutter, you would not be able to move the Mashire Mila. Abaye thinks of a brilliant application in a totally different area from Shas to our discussion of how do we look at an animal or human being that's a suffix alive or suffix dead. And Abaye connects our above discussion to a machlokis tanoim. Amar Abaye, ki tanoim. There is a machlokis tanoim. The pasuk says, in Vayikra Yud Aleph, v'chi yomuz min ha-behema hi lachem la'achla. If there will be an animal of yours that will die, that you have, that normally is designated for eating, let's hear the whole pasuk. V'chi yomuz, Vayikra Yud Aleph lamites, v'chi yomuz min ha-behema hi lachem la'achla, hanogea b'nivlasa yitma ad'arev. If you have an animal that you normally eat, if you touch its carcass, then you will become tamei. So it's an animal that's lachem la'achla. What is that coming to add? Lahavi ben shmona she'ein shchitaso mita'araso. It's coming to bring out, says the Tanakhama, that just like the halacha is, if you have an animal that's not been slaughtered properly, that's normally eaten, again, the pasuk was talking about, we didn't emphasize the first time we read the pasuk is talking about an animal that's normally slaughtered, but then became an avela, and that will be metame. So too, if you have an animal that is not supposed to live, which is called a ben shmona, remember that expression we had earlier, and that is in regards to a child that's not supposed to live because it was born in its eighth month. So this becomes an expression, chazal, for an animal or human that is not destined to live. So here we're talking about an animal that's not destined to live. Shein shchitasa mitarasa, that even if it undergoes shchita, nevertheless, it doesn't lose its status of becoming a nevela that is metame. That's the opinion of Tanakam. Reb Yosef, Reb Yehuda, Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon, Oimrim, shchitasa mitarasa. Where Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon holds no, that you could do shchita on it, that even though it's not supposed to live, nevertheless, once you did shchita, it will no longer attract Tumas Nevela. And the Shchita is Metarit from Tumas Nevela. What's behind this Machlokas? Analyzes Abaye. My lab, Bahakamifkli. It must be that this is what behind Machlokas. The Marisavar, Chayu, one considers an animal that's Ben Shmona halachically alive. Hence, the Shchita would be Metarit. And that's the opinion of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. The Tanakhama, however, holds Mar Sover Mesu. He holds it's considered dead. And therefore, just like the halach is that Shechita is not mitaher a dead animal, so too over here. So the above discussion of how we look at a fetus that has been born in its eighth month, and whether the Mila is being considered done on a live entity or a dead entity, is Talui in this Machloik is Tanoim. Rava doesn't like this sharp observation of Abaye. On my Rava, Ihachi, Adam Afligi, Le'inyan Tumah V'Tahara, if you're right, then why do we have Machlokas in regards to Tumah V'Tahara only? Liflagu, Le'inyan Achila. There's much more at stake as well that's not brought out between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. And that is, what's the halacha if you shecht such an animal, whether the animal could be eaten? Not only in regards to whether the animal is an avela afterwards, but what about the actual status of achila? Ella, the fact that there is no discussion about that, indicates to us the kule alma mesu, that everybody considers the animal dead. However, what then is the reason that Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda says that the shechita is metarit and it doesn't have a din of nevela? Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Savri, Kitrefa, that has not the din of a nevela that was slaughtered, but a trefa. Trefa, lava forgot the mesu, shechitasa mitara. So this is a rule that appears in Maseches Chulin, and we have over here that it's codified in the Rambam in Shar Avos HaTuma and Perek Beis Halacha Vav. There's a fascinating halacha, and that is that when it comes to a treifa, if a treifa is slaughtered, even though you can't eat it, nevertheless, it no longer is metame tumas nevela. As if it would have died, that it's metame, the shchita is metar. Hachanami lo shna. So too over here, there is no difference. Rabbanon lo dami l'treifa. Rabbanon say there's a difference between ben shmona and a treifa. Treifa, isla shasa kosher. Treifa at one time was a full permissible animal, hence it retains it, if one way of saying it is its original chazaka, its shasa kosher, and therefore the halacha is that the shchita is mitarit and it's not going to be mitame like an avela. Hi, but a ben ches never had the status of food and therefore will not have the din of achila. Hi, lo isla shasa kosher. This did not have shas hakosher. Asks the Gemara, v'chi tema trefa mi beten ma'ika l'meimar. And if you're going to ask, but wait a second, a trefa mi beten didn't have a shas hakosher, nevertheless, the halacha is that the shchita would be mitarasa, and according to the Rabbanon, the rationale of trefa ha'isal ha'shas hakosher, the differentiate between that and beches, does not apply. Hasam yesh b'mina shchita. Over there, by the treifa, mi beten, its min, its species normally does get slaughtered. Hacha ein b'mina shchita. However, over here, the ben ches doesn't have anything that's like it that gets shchita. It's a nefel, and it doesn't have any parallel to shchita, and therefore the shchita, according to Rabbanan, would not be matired. The Gemara continues with a question. Mi pligi Rabbanan lo d'Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Oh, lo. Do the Rabbanon disagree with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel or not? We had begun today's daf starting with a teaching from Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, which actually begun before that, part of yesterday's shiur, five lines from the bottom, where Rabbi Shimon Gamliel had said that 30 days is the amount of time that it takes to verify that a child is not an Eifel, and 8 days to verify that an animal is not an Eifel. The Gemara now asks, did the rabbis accept Rabbi Shimon Gamliel had said, or had they not? Continues Eilugi Gemara, Imtim Tzlamer Pligi, if we're going to say that they disagreed, Halacha K'moysa Yo'en Hacha K'moysa, do we accept Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's estimation or not? Tashma, come in here, I'll bring you a proof. Egel Shenoylad B'Yomtiv, the Mishnah in Beitza tells us that a calf that was born on Yomtiv, Shechtin Oysa B'Yomtiv, could be slaughtered on Yomtiv. Now, how could it be that it is slaughtered on Yom Tov itself? It's considered something that was not muktzah. If it was not muktzah, then that seems to indicate that we already expect the child to live, the animal child, to live from the first day, and one would be allowed to do shchita, and it's not considered muktzah. So what do we see? We don't need the 8-day waiting period that Rav Shimon Gamliel seemed to mandate. So the Gemara defends Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Hachamai Eskina, Dikimle Bigavei, Shekola Chadashev. There was a way to identify that this animal, this little animal, had completed all the necessary months in the womb. One of the ways that the Rishonim in other instances say that if you check if the nails of the being are developed, then that's a simen, that it is Kolulo Chadashev, and then in such a case, it would not be a problem. Tashma, come in here, and I will give you another raya to this question. V'shavin shim nolad hu umumo imo shezeh min hamuchan. Rashi explains to us that there is a machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon in regards to mumin in yontif im meseches beitza, whether one is allowed to check Mumin on Yom Tov, that Rabbi Yehuda says that one is allowed to, Rabbi Shimon says one is not, because if the Mum is not obvious when it was still day, then the animal is not considered Min HaMuchan, the animal is not considered prepared. The Gemara comments, that Mishnah appears on Chafei HaMabez, going to Chavav and Alfin Beitza, Gemara comments in Chavav Amabez in Beitza, that they would both agree, Vishavin Shim Nolad Hu Mimoimo Shizemina Mufkan. However, if the animal is born with it, and you knew immediately when you took it out of the out of its mother, that it had a mum, then even Rebbe Shimon, who says that one is not allowed to, would agree that you're allowed to, that you're allowed to check the animal. Now, if there was a requirement of waiting 8 days, it still wouldn't be mina muchan, even if you were aware of it right away, and there it would be considered a shiloh that was mina muchan from the first moment, but you still require 8 days. How is it, according to the Chachamim, you don't have to wait 8 days? It must be that they disagree with Shimon Gamliel's whole rule. It says Gemara will give the same answer. It was clear that the animal had finished its month. It was entirely complete. We say that the halacha is like Reb Shimon Gamliel. Halacha michlal de pligi shma mina, even though we didn't find any absolute reference that the Rabbanan disagreed with Reb Shimon Gamliel, nevertheless, this is a proof, because we see that we say the halacha is like Reb Shimon Gamliel is mashma that there's somebody that's cholik. Omar Abaye, Abaye continues, nafal min agag, o acholo ari, if you have an animal that fell off a roof or was eaten by a lion, divrei hakol chayhu, everybody would say that in such a case, the animal was considered first alive. And even if it happened within 8 days, if there's no reyasa in the chazaka, if there was no reason to believe that the animal was not healthy, we presume that the animal is healthy. Now that has two implications, one for an animal and one for a human being, says Rashi in Dibra Maskel Nafal. Number one, for a human being, excuse me, the halacha would be that if a child in such a state died, then even if it was within 30 days, if it died in these type of violent ways, then the mother would be considered as if someone who had a child, and therefore the woman would be exempt from chalitza. And in regards to a behema, if for whatever reason in error, the animal was slaughtered within 8 days, it would even be mutter ba'achila, because what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was doing was waiting it out to make sure, lechatchila, that definitively it was not a nefil. Ki pligi, when is there a machlokis between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim? Shepiek umes, that it literally sneezed. I mean, it gasped, maybe a good way of describing it, and died. Mar savar chayu, mar savar mesu. Then there's an open question. Is it gasping and then died because of some type of illness or within 8 days? Or that also was a circumstance that every once in a while, unfortunately, someone who was entirely healthy could have a massive hemorrhage or something and then die. L'may nafkamina lifter min ayibu. The nafkamina, as we brought out, is in regards to whether the mother is going to be potter from yibum. Novel minagai ocho ari direkol chayu. This that we said that everybody agrees that we consider him alive. Or Rav Papa Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua Iklu Vei Brei Rav Yidi Bar Rav. Rav Papa Rav Huna the son of Rav Yeshua. We're going to the son of the house of the son of Rav Yidi Bar Rav. And Va'avelu Igla Tilsa B'Yimam D'Shiva. And at this house they were served a young calf. What's it called here in veal? It was veal that from a calf that was only 7 days old. Va'amrilei, and Rav Papa said to them, "Yisrachisalei ad urta. If you had invited me and waited till tonight, havechlinim minon. Hashaloachni amine. However, now I won't eat from it. Why? Because maybe it was a nefil. How do I know that it wasn't a nefil? So what do we see? That even Rav Papa was concerned, even if there was no reason to believe the animal met an untimely death, but there was no reason to believe that it was sick. So it must be that the Rav Papa was choshesh, unlike what Abaye had said, that divrei kol chayu. Ela kishepieku meis, divrei kol meisu. Everybody believes that if it gasps and dies, then it's considered dead. Ki pligi benofel min agag v'acholo ari. Mar savar meisu, mar savar chayu. And Rav Papa was following the opinion that held that you have to be choshesh up until the eighth day. Breder of Dimi Bar Yosef Isladai Ahu Yinuka Bigol Tosin Yomin Shachiv. The son of Rav Dimi Bar Yosef had a child born to him, and within 30 days, the child died. Yosef Kamasabel Lave. He sat and sat Shiva. Amarle. Avua, his father, said to him, Tsar Tzvarunisa Kamis Lamecha. He said, do you even want to eat the food of Avelim, that's called Sarvinisa? It's a type of Sedo Mazonos, Tosis says. What was he asking him? He was asking him, do you even want Avel food? You shouldn't be sitting and Shiva, since it was within 30 days. Amalei Kimli Bei Shekolo Chadoshev. It was clear to me that he had gone through a full-term pregnancy and he was healthy. And hence, in such a case, it would be ra'ui to sit Shiva. The Gemara records a similar story. Vashi ikli bei Rav Kahana. Ravashi came to yeshiva of Rav Kahana. Isra bei Milsa. The son of Rav Kahana died. Begotol sinyam, within 30 days. Chazia, again, Ravashi saw the Yosef Kamasabalove. Amalei, lo savalei. Mar, you do not hold. The Hodam Rav Yudam Rashmuel. Halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel. That stamped within 30 days as a dinefel. Amalei kimli bigavei shekalu lo chadoshav. It was obvious to me that the child was healthy, and hence, even according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, it was appropriate to sit shiva. Itmar meis betoch shloshim va'omda v'niskacha. What happens if a man died who had a child that also had died within 30 days? And then his wife got up and married, even though she might be required to do Yibum or Chalitza because the child had died within 30 days. But she got married. Now we're in a quandary. What are we supposed to do? Amar Avinu Mishmei D'Rava, Imeshis Yisrael Hicholetzes. If she married a Yisrael, so then in such a case, the second marriage was with Yisrael, no problem. Just have her do Chalitza with the brother. Imeshes Kohaini, but if she's the wife of a Kohen, so now if she's going to do Chalitza, so then we've got a problem. That will make her usher to her second husband, the Kohen. So, really, Mikra Dedina, we consider the child a living child that died within 30 days. And for that reason, if she's an Eshes Yisrael, so then in such a case, there's only a Chumrah that we're being choshesh for the shita of Shimon Gamliel and requiring her to do chalitza. However, in the case of where the chalitza is going to really mess things up, so then we rely on the base shita of the Rabbanon that say that the child was not a nefil. Rav Shavi Mishmei D'Rava Amar Achazu L'Achazu Choletzes. Rav Shravia seems to have a different approach. He says, Yikol V'Adine Sahar, we're choshesh across the board from Shimon Gamliel, and for that reason, then she must have chalitza, and if she must have chalitza, nevertheless, that despite the fact that she's married to a Kohen, and even make herself usher to her husband of her second marriage, nevertheless, she's going to require chalitza. Amare le Ravina le Rav Shravia. Ravina said to Rav Shravia, Beurta, in the evening, Amare Rav Ahachi, Letzafra Hadar Beit. That's what Rava said originally. But the next morning, what you recorded from Rava, he was Choser. Rather, the halacha would be like was presented earlier from Ravina, and that is that he was only Choshesh Veshita Rav Shimon Gamliel L'chumra. Amalei, Rav Shravia said to Ravina, Shirito, you allowed a woman like this to marry a Kohen? Ye Rava, De Tishru Tarba. May it be the will that you also permit Chelev to be eaten. In other words, just like you're making something mutter like this, it's as if you're making Chelev mutter. It's obviously usser, and you're making a big mistake. So the Gemara ends off with this dramatic la machlokes. We go back, continuing on in our Gemara on Kuf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, halfway through the Amud, to the last opinion on Kuf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis of Rabbi Yehuda that allows for the Mila of an androgynous on Shabbos. Even though it's a Safek, Rabbi Yehuda nevertheless says that the halacha is that it's mutter, and now our Gemara is going to explain why. Normally, of course, Safek Mila is not done on Shabbos. Amar of Shizbi, Amar of Chizalo, Lekol Amar of Yehuda, Androgynous Zachar Hu. Not in every case Rabbi Yehuda say that we consider Androgynous a Zachar. Shiata Omar came, because if that would be so, Be'erichin Yaruch. Then when it comes to Erichin, in determining the value of an androgynous, right? If someone says, I take the value of this name, Mr. Z, who it turns out that Mr. Z is an androgynous, so then in such a case, the X chromosome, the Y chromosome, the Z chromosome. So if he's an androgynous, so then in such a case, if he says, Erko Alai, so do we value him as a male or as a female? Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that we treat him as a Zachar on Shabbos for Mila, so then maybe for Erechin too? Says Gemara, Menolan Delomi Erechin. How do you know that that's not so, that that's not what's done for Erechin? Desanya answers the Gemara, because we have a Braisa in Erechin Daf Dalet Amud Beis, Hazachar Velo Tumtum Vandroginus. Loch Yachal Lo Yeh Berech Ish, Ale Yehe Berech Isha. Maybe then you estimate him as a woman. Tam Lomar Hazachar V'im Nikeva Hi. Zachar Vadai Unikeva Vados. When the Torah says, it says that a hazachar gets one amount, and a nekeva gets a different amount. Only a zachar vada nekeva vadai velo tumtanim vandrogonis. And it's coming to exclude a tumtan and an androgynous. And the Gemara says that this must be following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, this above teaching. Says Gemara Kuflam Zayinam Adalf. Vistam safra Rabbi Yehuda. And a regular teaching of the Sefer, what is a Sefer? That's a Midrash Halacha of Torah's Konim, Rashi explains, is Rabbi Yehuda. Since, therefore, the above teaching follows Rabbi Yehuda, and that means that Rabbi Yehuda does not consider an androgynous a Zachar, at least vis-a-vis Erechin. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Afanan Nami Tanina, we also learned a similar thing in regards to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. HaKol Ksheirim L'Kadesh, everybody is allowed to sanctify the water of the Mechatas, to put the Efer of the Paraduma inside the water for the Mayim Hamitarim, Chutz B'Cherishot V'Katan. Except for Cherishot V'Katan, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir B'Katan, Uposel B'Ishav Androgynous. And Rabbi Yehuda also does not allow an androgynous because he's not considered a full man. Shmamina, so we see from here again, Rabbi Yehuda does not consider androgynous a man. Umayishna Mila, and why is it when it comes to Mila, Rabbi Yehuda somehow says that the Mila could be done on Shabbos in general? If it's a Suffolk, we do not allow a Suffolk Mila to be done on Shabbos. For example, we saw Bein HaShemashos, that if the child was born yesterday, Bein HaShemashos, Friday afternoon between Shabbos and, or right now, a couple hours ago, Bein HaShemashos going from Shabbos to Matzai Shabbos. Then in such a case, the Mila is not done on Shabbos, it's done on Sunday. Mishum Dechsiv, so why over here is it not considered a Suffolk? Himol Lachem Kol Zachar. Because here we have a Beferish, a Ribui, Kol Zachar. Kol is coming to add androgynous. This Bezer Hashem concludes the Pshat of Daf Kuf Lamed Vav. And now we go on, Bezer Hashem, to the Halacha section from Kuf Lamed Vav. Bezer Hashem Yisparech, our Halacha topic for today from Kuf Lamed Vav, Amar Aleph, is a tragic topic, and that is the halachic requirements of mourning for the death of an infant. The Gemara talks about a heartrending story, four lines from the bottom of Kuf Lamed Vav Amid Aleph, where Rav Ashi saw Rav Kahana mourning over the death of an infant who had died within 30 days. Now that is an important Talmudic discussion of whether there is avelos in such an instance, because at the end of the day, within 30 days, the Gemara told us in the bottom of Kuf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, the child is still considered a Nefo, which means that it does not have the status of being a living entity. There, Rav Kahana explained himself, and the Gemara in other instances as well, explains according to other Amorayim, Shekolu Lo Chadoshav, that it was clear that the infant had lived 9 full months in the womb, and in such a case, since it had lived 9 full months in the womb, so then there would be even a halachic obligation for avelus in such an instance. However, if the child had not, presumably based on the rule that safek avelus goes l'chula, then there isn't a halachic requirement in such an instance. Before we go on dealing with many of the halachos, it's very important to quote the language of the Rebbe, of our great Rebbe, Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, who said in an instance where he felt there wasn't a requirement when an infant had died for avelus, nevertheless, he said, "Ach afal pikein eina min mahara klal al mashenog lahachmir baza." Sometimes, that in the case of that tragedy, if the parents will on their own to sit avelus, there are even sources that precede this that say that it is okay, and that one should not stop or discourage, of course, without compromising other mitzvahs in the Torah. But aside from that, it would still be, of course, be acceptable. How does Halacha paskin in this regard, in regards to an infant within 30 days old, says the Mechaber in Simen Shin Ayin Dalet Sifches, Tinok Kol Shloshim Yom, in Yoredei V'Yom Shloshim Bechlal Emes Ablam Alav, that a child within 30 days, an infant, there isn't avelus, because it's considered a nefel. Afilu gamru sa'arov etziparnov, even if the signs are that the child is fully developed, umisham ve'elech mesabalov, from the 31st day and on, then, God forbid, in the case of death of an infant, so then there is avelus. With one exception, our Gemara had mentioned a child that was born within the 8th month, who in the time of Chazal were not likely to live, and we'll continue on with that topic also in a moment and discuss incubators. In regards to within 30 days, are there any exceptions to the rule, aside from parents electing for themselves to take on avelus, and as far as the halachic requirement? So here, there, of course, would be an exception that emerged, as in the case of Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana claimed that was kolo chadashav, that the child had lived 9 full months in utero, and then the child was considered halachically a bar kayama, and therefore Rav Kahana felt that according to halacha, he would be required to sit avelus in such an instance. When would that happen? Says the Mechaber, like Rav Kahana said, "V'kimle bay shekolu lo chadashav." If it is clear that the baby had lived 9 full months in utero, kigon, how would one know that? Shebal upirish, that the parents had relations, v'nolad chayla tes chadashim gemurim, and it was 9 full months afterwards that the baby was born. Afil meis biyom shenolad mesablim alav. Now, this definition is a definition that's brought down in the Beis Yosef of Kolu Mechadoshav, there in Simen Shin Ayin Dalet, Dalet, from that Agos Maimini. That Agos Maimini quotes it from some Rishonim. What's very confusing to me, in our Beis Yosef, in the new editions, they say it's the position of Rashi on the Daf. In the parentheses, they say it's the position of Rashi, and I did not see this in the words of Rashi. Maybe I missed it. That could very well be in Daf Yomi, that sometimes happens. In that Agos Maimini himself, his source is Rashi in a tshuva. That's what the Agos Maimini says in Aleph Dalid on the Rambam and Aleph Ches. The Rashi in a tshuva says that Rav Kahana knew Kol Elo Chadashav only because he had not had relations with his wife for the first 3 months of pregnancy. So clearly, this child had been in utero 9 full months. And then there would be a chiyuv. The Hagos Maimini does say, v'chein piresh perek mila, but he doesn't say Rashi specifically, and I don't see that in the Rashi that's in front of us. Could very well be, again, that I missed it. Either way, whether Rashi said it here or not, Rashi in the tshuva does say it, and this is how it's codified in Shulchan Aruch, which therefore emerges to teach us that there isn't a chiyuv. If, God forbid, an infant dies within 30 days, there would not be a chiyuv unless of the extreme instance where the parents knew for sure at the time of the conception it was 9 full months. Otherwise, there would not be a chiyuv of avelus. And this is also brought down in the Sefer Avelus Bahalacha that was quoted by Art Scroll, the famous Sefer written in Eretz Yisrael and then translated into English, that there in mourning in Halacha, chapter 15, number 7, there the Halacha is developed that way as well, as we presented it in Shulchan Aruch. That's the translation, the English translation of the Hebrew Pnei Baruch. Again, in cases where family members feel that the customs of Avelus would be helpful for them, then most definitely a Rav can encourage them. Certainly, if a child was born only 8 months into the pregnancy and then dies, so then according to the din of the Gemara, the child was never expected to live. Not only was a child outside of the state of the possibility of Nepho, according to the time of Chazal, the child wasn't expected to live, and therefore, of course, there would be no requirement of Avelus. However, Poskim have pointed out that some halachos that once existed in time of Chazal have changed in regards to a infant born within 8 months. We'll describe the basic and very important one and then come back to halachos of Avelus. What about being Mechal Shabbos Bizman Hazeh for a child born in the 8th month? A simple reading of the Gemara is that one is not, because a child is going to definitely die. The Poskim discuss that, of course, today that phenomenon has entirely changed. Due to the amazing scientific innovation of the incubator, many children who are born premature do actually go on to live. For this reason, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Sadi Tes Aleph, as well as other poskim like Rav Osner in the Shaus HaTshuvas, Shevet HaLevi Chelek Gimel Suf Simin Kuf Mem Aleph, and others have pointed out that since it is a fantastic phenomenon, that children do survive in an incubator, so then in such a case, one would be allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Rav Shlomo Zalman goes on to say that even if it's a Vaday Trefa, nevertheless there's a mitzvah to be Mechal Shabbos, even for Chayeshah, if there were Kalu Chadoshav, if the baby was 9 full months. Either way, the incubator has changed the phenomenon, and therefore the halacha is going to adjust to it as well. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, in regards to Avelus, if the child was in the incubator, even if the child was in the incubator, so that would come out, that if it would be mirroring the amount of time it was in its mother's womb, it was longer than 9 full months, and then, God forbid, the child had passed away. So then in such a case, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that l'mafreya, retroactively, we see that the child wasn't destined to live after 8 months, and therefore, the halacha would say that we do not view it as kalu chadoshav, and there isn't a requirement. It is an open question, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, what would be if the child was already in its 9th month, and then in an incubator for longer than 30 days? In such a case, would we say kalu chadoshav? In such a case, maybe we will, and we leave it as an open question. So bottom line is that what the halachos that we had started with, that really a child within 30 days of its birth, in such a case, is considered still a suffic nafal, and according to halacha, there isn't a requirement of avelus. If the child is in an incubator, so then the halachos really are transformed in terms of chilul Shabbos, unlike in the time of Chazal, that in the 8th month we wouldn't be Mechal Shabbos, that has entirely changed. However, if the child died after being a while in an incubator in an 8-month birth, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, there would not be a chiyuv of Avelus. If it was a 9th month birth,
that if God forbid within those 30 days it would not be avails, but the child was in the incubator longer, that according to most poskim is considered an extension of the utero, so then we leave as an open question whether in such a case the halacha would require avails. And we mentioned in the past already that if the parents elected to sit avails, one should not stop them. And of course, people who have go through this tragedy require a tremendous amount of support from their friends and loved ones. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu make bilan mavas lanetzach mocha Hashem dima me'al pnei ponim, and may we talk about only, share in only happy topics, and that our discussions of these sugyas be only lahagdil toru l'adira.